Imagine that you woke up every day believing that you could make a difference in the world.
Now imagine it wasn't just you. Imagine it was everyone.
Amiable viewers, welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today, we're delighted to introduce Free the Children, a wonderful charity founded in 1995 by two Canadian brothers, Craig and Mark Kuhlberger, that is dedicated to uplifting disadvantaged youth in developing nations through education. It all started when Craig, only 12 years old at the time, came across an article in a Canadian newspaper. The story was about the sad passing of Iqbal Masih, also 12, who escaped forced child labor at age 9 and went on to become a leader of a campaign to end this abhorrent practice. Craig was moved to the depths of his heart and truly felt that he had to do something to help the vulnerable children of the world. The next morning, Craig went to school and asked his classmates if any of them wished to join him in carrying on Iqbal's mission. 11 students immediately raised their hands, and Free the Children was born.
My friends and I have started an organization called Free the Children, a youth group mainly made up of young people between 10 and 16 years of age. And the purpose of our group is not only to free children from exploitation and abuse, but also to free children from the idea that they are powerless and that they have no role to play in today's society.
To see how he and the others could best aid those who Iqbal sought to protect, Craig decided to go and meet face-to-face with child laborers in different South Asian nations.
When Craig Kuhlberger was only 12, he decided to take a 7-week trip to South Asia. It was a journey that would have important consequences for the rest of his life.
Over the past year, I've had the opportunity to travel through 5 countries in South Asia. And I've met many children who are suffering. Children who are living on the streets of some of the world's largest cities. I've met children sold as bonded laborers, working 12 to 16 hours a day in the carpet industry. These children have no vote, no voice, and no political clout. Many of them are subjected to some of the most inhumane forms of exploitation. And I certainly knew nothing about the world in which millions of children my age work long hours in conditions approaching slavery each day. And my question is, are all children created equal? And if child labor is wrong for a white, middle-class child in North America, then why is it any different for a girl in Thailand or a boy in Brazil?
While in South Asia, Craig met with the Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, who also happened to be in the region at the time to discuss child labor. After returning to Canada, Craig and his brother Mark and the Free the Children team started visiting schools and churches and contacting prominent political and business leaders to raise awareness of global child inequality. Through the unwavering dedication of its volunteers, Free the Children has become one of the world's largest networks of children helping children. It has evolved from a small office in Craig's living room into an international development and youth empowerment organization that has brought constructive changes to the lives of tens of thousands of underprivileged youngsters. With the efforts of 3,500 youth in action groups in the United States and Canada, Free the Children has built more than 500 schools throughout Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Now more than 55,000 children are able to attend school every day thanks to the construction of these facilities. Another wonderful initiative of Free the Children is the Adopt a Village program, which operates in Kenya, China, India, Sierra Leone, Ecuador, and Sri Lanka. Adopt a Village has several components, including teaching disadvantaged women job skills so they can become economically self-sufficient. With the additional income, the 30,000 women participants are now better able to care for their families, and their children are more likely to attend school rather than work. Building schools, enhancing access to clean drinking water, and healthcare services are other important parts of the program. The organization has won a number of prestigious awards, including the World's Children's Prize for the Rights of the Child, also known as the Children's Nobel Prize, and the Human Rights Award from the World Association of Non-Governmental Organizations. Mark and Craig Kielberger are recipients of the Order of Canada, which is given by the Canadian government for outstanding achievement and service to Canada or to humanity at large. Now let's meet some of the beneficiaries of a Free the Children project in the Indian state of Rajasthan.
जब से इन नए विद्यालय के जो भवन फ्री चिल्ड्रन संस्था ने बनाए हैं, बच्चों को पढ़ने में भी रुचि जागृत हुई है और बच्चों को भी अच्छी सुविधाएं मिली, हमको भी पढ़ाने में भी यहाँ पर अच्छा मजा आता है इनको पढ़ाने में, और निश्चित रूप से ये जो विद्यालय भवन बना है वो बच्चों के लिए और गाँव के लिए बहुत लाभकारी।
नए स्कूल में बड़े लगते हैं, नए स्कूल में अच्छी हवा आती है, रोशनी भी है,
रंग भी किया चल रहा
है। स्कूल में पढ़ना बहुत अच्छा लगता है,
मैडम अच्छी लगती थी वो। मैंने नई स्कूल में नए दोस्त बनाए,
उसके में बहुत मजा आता है।
After these brief messages, we'll find out more about the compassionate work of Free the Children. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Good People, Good Works. Today's show features Free the Children, a caring charity founded in 1995 by two Canadian brothers, Craig and Mark Kielberger, to better the lives of young people in need across the globe. Schools constructed by the organization in the Kono district of Sierra Leone are giving hope to many youngsters and the leaders of the community.
Feel good about Free the Children Primary in Kono. The parents, they are thankful to this school because the situation is now changing gradually. The children are improving.
I like going to school because I learn many things about my future, my country, and even the world.
It gives me more understanding, more knowledge, and more wisdom.
When I finish school, I would like to do computer science.
I would like to be president.
I would like to be a bank manager. I would like to be a doctor.
The teachers care for them. They treat them as their own children. And the whole program takes an interest in them.
It's giving the children a sense of what it means to be a good citizen, to be a caring person, to know that they have rights, but others have rights as well.
And to learn to live in peace in a community.
I have hope for them because they are in school. They are preparing themselves now.
The United Nations Children's Fund and the World Health Organization estimate that nearly a billion people lack access to safe water and 2.5 billion lack adequate sanitation. Adequate sanitation is defined as having a sanitary facility that ensures hygienic separation of human waste from human contact. Globally, one child under the age of five dies from a waterborne disease every 20 seconds, with 43% of all water-related deaths due to diarrhea. Globally, over 1 million people now have better access to clean drinking water and sanitation facilities thanks to Free the Children. In various regions in China, the group has installed direct water piping, toilets, and hand water stations. In Sri Lanka and Kenya, they have drilled water wells.
The excitement is incredibly high as the community is gathered. They're on the verge of striking water here at the aquifer. They're drilling 200 meters deep in order to bring a supply of clean drinking water to this community in the South Mara region of Kenya. So many communities like this one have benefited from Free the Children's water catchment programs and well programs thanks to your support. It ensures a source of clean water not only for the health and well-being of the family, but also to ensure that girls don't have to walk a far distance in order to go to school. As you can see, as they strike the reservoir, woo! As you can see, they have struck the reservoir.
The Children has also partnered with internationally renowned charitable groups such as Oprah's Angel Network, that is run by Oprah Winfrey, a highly popular television talk show host in the U.S.
I'd like to commit to building 100 schools around the world. 100 schools.
To support Free the Children's laudable philanthropic mission, students from 45 Brownwood County schools in Florida, USA, recently raised nearly $93,500 to help the organization construct 11 new schools for deserving children in Kenya. Students at Northeast High School raised $11,000, the highest amount of all participating schools.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Williams, and I'm the proud principal of Northeast High School. The project for Northeast was twofold. We saw it as a challenge for our children, an opportunity for them to go beyond themselves. But what's most inspiring for us is that our children took on the initiative, even in spite of what challenges they may have had themselves.
Thirteen-year-old Santiago Vasquez of Rickards Middle School shares how every penny counts when it comes to helping the others.
Did basically start off as, well, I only have a dollar now, so I'll put it in, and then my friends would, hey, well, I have $2. We were doing it for a good cause. We were just trying to help build the school and having a little fun with it, too. It doesn't take much for one person to change the world. Education is important. It's all basically to help those kids who haven't had an education. So basically, anyone can help anyone.
Next Sunday on Good People, Good Works, we'll learn more about the superb efforts of the Florida USA students to help underprivileged youngsters in Kenya, and of Supreme Master Ching Hai's contribution to the cause. Our warmest appreciation goes to Craig and Mark Kielberger and all the Free the Children volunteers for their altruistic spirit and ongoing dedication to making a real change in our world. For more details on Free the Children, please visit www.freethechildren.com. Thank you for joining us today on Good People, Good Works. Up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May all children across the world know only laughter and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW